Morning. Moses is giving the people, as they prepare to enter the promised land, and blessings are waiting for them. Deuteronomy 8:10. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your hurt be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Did you see the warning? I'll keep it real simple. The warning is do not forget God. But remember that the Lord is the one who blesses you. Now, if we do forget God, what may happen? We see at least three things in this passage. The first thing that happens is we become arrogant. Verse 17 again. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Instead of attributing it to the blessing and the goodness of God. Second thing that happens when we forget God is we become disobedient. Verse 11, take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. We forget God, we become disobedient. And another thing that happens, we become idolaters. Verse 19, and if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. So here's the crucial question. So we don't forget God and become arrogant, disobedient, idolaters, what do we need to do? What's the answer? What's the solution? There are many, but this is the solution of the text, and it's as simple as it is profound. We saw it right at the very beginning. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God. The NIV translates it, praise. When God blesses you and you're full because of all his good gifts, make sure you bless him. Make sure you praise him. Make sure you come back and you say, thank you. That's what you want to do. So here's a thought experiment I have for you. When you praise God for who he is and what he has done for you, especially your salvation in Jesus Christ, what kind of impact does that have on your inflated ego? What kind of impact does that have on your desire to walk in obedience? And what kind of impact does that have on the different idols in your life? It will have a powerful effect. Praising God, worshiping God, singing to God, blessing God is a lot more powerful than we often realize. I'm convinced there is tremendous power in simply praising God. This reminds us of our need to confess our sins, so let's do so now silently, remembering that our God is a gracious, merciful, and forgiving God.